10,432, special use exception to retain a manufactured home on less than 10 acres. A lot of this was, the opposition was.
I had made, let me look at something here.
I'm back, look at this one.
I looked at it tonight.
Did you? I said nothing wrong with it after what they, the people that were back and what they were talking, their trailers around, what they were doing. You don't need to be able to let the kids for it. I'm saying, go ahead, Mr. Nelson.
Yeah, they had said that they wanted to subdivide it to be able to sell in the future.
Sure.
And.
Take me back.
So I had made a note, well, it says, okay, sworn in, testified, requesting to retain a manufactured home on less than 10 acres. They purchased the property in 2000. They'd like to subdivide the parcel to possibly sell lots in the future. Manufactured home currently on the property is being rented to a family member, and they have completely remodeled manufactured home. Opposition doesn't want a manufactured home to remain.
They have one there.
And it's there. That was Mr. Austin, Mr. Etch.
Mm-hmm.
He was opposed. He was told by the applicant the manufactured home would be removed, and all the surrounding houses are stick-built, and that if manufactured home remains, it will affect the property value. I guess my thoughts on that were, well, would you build for if it was there?
Right.
But Mr. Lowe sworn in and said the manufactured home must be removed, and he doesn't want lots made into a trailer park. And I made a note that perhaps, yeah, we could stipulate that the parcels could be improved only if the mobile was removed.
Well, I think she stated if they were, except right. I mean, built a home that it would, you know, it would be too. This one here that he spent it. But they took it back from the kids that lost it, and they put 15 or 20,000 in it. But she didn't make that statement. I wouldn't make that point that they would move back if they built, you know, if they built that lot, that house would be moved.
I guess the only concern would be that once it's, if we approved it, once it's subdivided, then how does the county make sure that that's removed before anything's built, other than through the permit process, I guess?
Yeah, that's all of them, I guess.
Right?
Right? I mean, that's eight of the way.
I mean, how they do it in-house, I have no idea.
But that, right. If they move that one, it's going to be updated anyway, right? It's going to be a modular, or not going to be a, what's, they don't have the, even know the date of this one.
Well, if
it's got to be improved.
If it's removed, then it would have to be, it would be 3/4 acre, so it could be a double wide.
Double, yeah.
Or stick.
It could be a double wide.
But it couldn't be another mobile.
No, another mobile winner. It said it's going to take care of it there, but didn't.
She said they were going to do that too.
Right.
Funds came.
But if we approved it, they subdivided it, sold the properties, and one of the lots was improved, you still have a mobile home there.
Okay.
Unless we stipulate otherwise, that nothing can be subdivided or approved until it was removed.
Yeah.
So basically what we'd be doing is allowing it to stay there as it is.
Until it's subdivided.
Until it's subdivided.
Subdivide.
Once it's subdivided, it has to be
moved. That's a good control. Yeah. Get on that.
Oh, you can do it. I'm just, you know, I don't know what the zoning office does to, you know, to recognize that. I guess there's something you guys do in your computer system, the red flag something.
Mm-hmm. Have they applied for the
subdivide? I guess they would submit a survey.
Yeah, but if
they would have to show.
If they replace it, they can replace it with something newer than is currently there. Correct, Jenny?
Right.
So that could be another single wide. Yes. They can replace as long as it's newer than what is currently there.
Before it's subdivided.
Before it's subdivided.
Before it's
yeah.
subdivided.
Right.
What they're saying is if it's conditioned on, if the ability to subdivide is conditioned on removing whatever's there, how does the zoning office going to know that?
Mm.
can notes be put on?
Little, I mean, most, like, most time when these are approved, when you guys approve things, if you add stipulations, it's noted on our screen.
Something put on.
So somebody should hopefully look and see what that stipulation was.
It'll come up and say if subdivided, mobile gone.
Right, and then we would pull the file and see what your decision was.
So when it goes before planning and zoning for subdivision, that note would be on there.
Right, it's on the computer. Along with the.
Okay. I can go along with that then.
Okay.
Yep.
Then I would make such the motion for case number 10,432 that the mobile can remain for, until such time that the property is subdivided, and then it would have to be removed.
Okay. So then do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,432 with stipulations. Okay?
Yeah.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Next is case.